This is your boy DJ Casper Banks, and right now we live in the building with the homie Dante Credo.
Yo, yo, what's good, world? It's your boy Dante Credo up in the building with DJ Casper Banks. Let's get it in.
Most def, fam, most def, man. You know, it's an honor to have you here. You know, we got some things coming up here in the works. It's definitely an honor to be rocking with you for sure. You know, you handling your business. But before we get started, do me a favor. Share your contact information so that way if, say, producers want to get at you, if other artists want to get at you, if clubs or venues want to get at you, they can do so.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything is Dante Credo. D-O-N-T-E-C-R-E-D-O, Dante Credo. I'm everywhere, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you got to tell us, Dante Credo, how long have you been a musician?
Honestly, man, I've been a musician my entire life. I come from a family of musicians. My dad, my uncles, my aunts, they all played some type of instrument. My dad was in a band. That's how he met my mom. But yeah, always doing something with music, playing a bunch of different instruments and stuff, and it was just something that was put in me, like, since I was a kid, and, you know, it's something I've loved to do. It's a dream of mine, so I'm just doing what I've been taught, man.
Okay, okay. Well, aside from rapping on the microphone, what other types of instruments do you play?
Well, I used to play just about everything my dad would teach me, but right now I focus on as far as the keyboard, the piano, and I'm getting back into working on the bass guitar. So those are the main two instruments I'm working on outside of rapping.
Okay, okay. And just for fun, what other instruments do you actually have knowledge of? Like, maybe you haven't utilized them in a while, but you could pick one up and it's just like riding a bike to you.
Well, definitely the drums. It's actually something I actually would like to get back really into, because that was our mainstay. My pops used to always, like, he was around town, he was known as that dude when it comes to playing the drums. So definitely the drums. My pops was nice with the sticks, and you know, I would like to carry on his legacy, you know what I'm saying?
Most def, man, that's huge. You know, that's something that we can always appreciate. Creativity, and, you know, when we can dig into the art, you know, more so than just rapping on beats, which is dope too, you know what I mean? You know, if you got that skill, you got that skill. But it's always nice when we can connect with somebody that's able to dig into all of the aspects that create the music as a genre. So, you know, much respect to you on that, and you know, hopefully everything goes how you want it to with utilizing those instruments. But you got to tell us also, Dante Credo, what city and state do you represent with when it comes to your music and you as an artist?
Well, I always have to start with my little hometown, Shelby, North Carolina, call it Shell Town. I'm currently residing in Raleigh, North Carolina. But just all day, 704-919, you know, born and raised in North Carolina. So North Carolina's been good to me, so I'm more than happy to carry that flag.
That's a good look for sure, man. Shout out to North Carolina. I rock with a lot of musicians out of North Carolina, and, you know, the listeners themselves, you know, shout out to them for sure as well. Now, as far as, like, music is concerned, where can people, you know, listeners and potential supporters, anybody, where can they find your music at right now, and what would you encourage for them to go out there and look for?
Well, definitely right now, just a few months ago, we just dropped a mixtape titled Ebb and Flow. You can get that on DatPiff. You can also look us up on Audio Mac. Just pretty much just search Dante Credo. You're going to find me somewhere. But definitely check out that new mixtape that we're pushing right now, titled Ebb and Flow. You can check that out on DatPiff. It's getting a lot of love, and you know, I'm feeling really good about it. It's kind of the warm up to the actual project. It's gonna also be titled Ebb and Flow, and we're just bringing some new things, bringing some new things at the same time. We're keeping that old, you know, hip hop feel to where, you know, rappers could actually rap, and yeah, man. So go check that out. Hit up Ebb and Flow, DatPiff, Audio Mac, wherever you can search for me. You'll find something.
And do me a favor so everybody can understand what it is that you're saying. Spell out the title of that mixtape for us.
Yeah, Ebb and Flow is spelled E-B-B, as in boy, A-N, FLO, Ebb and Flow. And yeah, type it in, search it up, and I'm sure you'll like what you're going to hear.
As far as the name Ebb and Flow, how did you come up with Ebb and Flow?
So with Ebb and Flow, not to get too deep in it, you know, just the original phrase Ebb and Flow, just kind of meaning just kind of the ups and downs of life. And, you know, when you're going through things, you're going to have your good experiences, your bad experience. So just the with the mixtape, it's just kind of going through some changes that I made in my life. A lot of people may not know I was actually a gospel Christian rapper for a hot minute. And a lot of people was trying to figure out, you know, what caused the change for me to kind of just go to a more broad hip-hop perspective. And this kind of explains it a bit, just kind of going through the ups and downs of just, you know, a man who just so happens to rap. And, yeah, so the mixtape was kind of explaining that a little bit. But, I mean, it's not too thin in the middle. It's not too emotional. And I ain't trying to get all emotional on y'all. But, you know, it's just some real hard lyrics. Some real thoughtful and honest lyrics about, you know, just who I am as a person, so you get to know, you know, who Dante really is. And yeah, so that's where Ebb and Flow kind of comes from.
Nice, nice, man. So yeah, go get that, Ebb and Flow. Now, also, you'll be able to catch Dante Credo also dropping brand new music on Music's Most Wanted Volume 12, so be on the lookout for him with that too. Now, Dante Credo, where do you see yourself going with when it comes to this music thing? Like, you know, we've all got goals, we've all got things that we're looking forward to when it comes to this music thing. What in particular is it that you are looking forward to?
You know, to be completely honest, the only thing I'm looking to do with music is honestly just to be happy with it. I mean, I'm not really trying to get put on, I'm not looking for a deal or that's not the end game that I want. I just want to be in a position where I can make music that I like, that makes me happy, that can reach people at the same time, and then, you know, whatever happens with that, happens. But I'm really focused on just being me, just kind of making music that I like to make, and being happy with it. And, you know, I believe that with me being myself, being original, you know, just kind of let people know who I am, you know, I truly believe that good things will happen from it. But also at the same time, you know, I'm trying to be one of the best to do it. You know, hip-hop is a competitive sport. So, you know, I would want nothing more than to kind of have Dante Credo up there with the greats. Like, when you talk about the great lyricists, the great hip-hop artists who had the best pen game, yeah, I want my name in that conversation too. So, you know, I'm making music that I like, but at the same time, I'm trying to, you know, leave a legacy of my own as one of the greatest to either, you know, get behind that pen or get behind that mic. So that's my end game.
Dante Credo, man, you got to tell us, you know, talking like that, saying that you want to be mentioned with the greats, what can we expect? Like, say, for instance, if we could be in the studio with you and peeping out what you got going on, what would you say that we would see? What is it like to be in the studio with Dante Credo?
Honestly, you're going to see an OCD perfectionist at work. I mean, just, and what I mean by that is, you know, I will not leave until it's done right. You know, so I respect the integrity of hip hop. You know, just as far as just being able to be versatile, but at the same time remain in yourself and who you are. So exploring different flows, exploring different rhyme patterns and rhyme schemes, and breaking down bars. And if something doesn't sound right, I'll write a new bar, or I'll scratch the whole song and do another song. I mean, I'm just in there. I'm a studio rat. I stay in there until it's done right, until I have it sounding right. And, you know, we just grind to get it in because, you know, as, again, my goal is to be one of the greats. You want to be great at it, so you have to put that time into it. Not really trying to throw shots at anybody, but I feel like a lot of people aren't really putting that time into their craft, and you can tell. So, you know, if you was in the studio, you probably would take a couple of naps, because I'd just be going in from sun up to sundown. As long as I can be in there, I'm going to be in there. And the goal is to make some fire music, some timeless music, and again, to go down as one of the greatest.
That's a good look, man. Good look. when it comes to networking, you're all about networking, and I know that because you're a part of Music's Most Wanted Volume 12. But also, when it comes to your networking, let me ask you, within the music industry, and this could be independent musicians, this could be major musicians, whoever, I mean, and it could be everybody. Who are you looking to get networked with at this point in time?
To be completely honest, anybody and everybody who wants to work with me in some way, shape, or form. You know, however way you support me, I'm willing to work with you. I'm not too big on the burning bridges or, you know, creating enemies or anything like that, because I know there's space for everybody. So anyone, producers, artists, you know, whoever, if you're willing to work with me, I'm willing to work with you. You know, even though I am, you know, strongly in love with the art form and the craft of hip hop, you know, I do understand there is a business side that goes along with it as well. So I'm not oblivious to the business side. So I'm willing to do business with anybody that's willing to do business with me. I'll leave it at that.
Much respect, Dante Credo, man. And I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come through and kick it with us. And, you know, so it's an honor to have you here. Now, let me ask you this. Before we roll out, are there any shout-outs or any mentions that you would like to throw out there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, first and foremost, definitely shout-out to you, DJ Casper Beats, just for showing the love and you know, having me jump on that Music Most Wanted Volume 12. I mean, it's going to be just a dope project, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Shouts out to my team. Shouts out to North Carolina. And shouts out to my daughter, man. I got a daughter that's going to be born next month. And, yeah, so I'm about to be a daddy. but yeah, man, it's just, I'm all smiles. It's all love. But at the same time, you know, I'm in that mode, you know, like Biggie. You trying to get your grind on so you can get some nice things for your daughter. But shouts out to you, DJ Casper Beats, North Carolina. And to everybody out there, be on the lookout for that Music Most Wanted Volume 12. It's going to be fire, I assure you.
Reckless, here is the message. I've been waiting to rock for a long time, and as soon as they tell me it's showtime, woo, and I'm feeling restless because the flow that I got a dope feel, yeah. With dominant, prominent pro skill, yeah. So dope that you probably think you on that molly, and you must have popped through your phone pills, yeah. Cause we stay on the ground, we got no chill, that it's so real. Ordeals that I make rappers set up for immature bargains. That's what we call giving raw deals. No beat or no cypher, I won't kill. Nah. I'm not in this thing to lose. The fake niggas lying like yo real. Nah. So let me provide you with lessons, cause you, I'm in wretches, are finally threatened. Since I came around with a rhymeless infection, your tiny objections were flying, I reckon. I'm wrecking your swag with a grime and a legend. And this for them lyrical dope fiends. Be something like Cody, the potent flow with overdose. And those is folk, the slow dream. So your whole team better take notice if you wanna race for them cars. Go do something like NASCAR, we don't play with these bars. We don't. Yeah. Bitch, you won't stop until I get it hog tied.
Get it hog tied.
Stand in my way, and I promise you and your concoctions are all die.
You're all
my
die.
Competition and rival is me, so I'm not at all tied to whatever they do. When I murder their ruin, they wasting my time with them all the men.
Why?
Cause they're just the fall guys. Because what y'all be speaking are all lies. and I don't respect your craft except for trash. The only get used that accepts the past, but here we on the good, good bars without all the embellishments. Make your irrelevant, negligent, decadent, desolate regimen end it with severance. Nigga, we tired of your rhyming impediments. And Lord knows you're tired, your gimmicks increasing the deficit. So what do we do? My nigga, it's not always about the cash flow. I'm smashing the broad, man, I get bored. Like when I am hearing your trash flow with them average bars, man, I get bored. But I let it be, cause I'm focused on building the legacy. That'll be therapy, heavily happening rarely. People see more than just reverie. Readily pressing these lyrics with jealousy. Steadily praise for my falls. Don't worry, I got this, man. We don't play with these bars. We don't. Yeah. Of his peers, who selflessly sacrifice his goals and dreams for those who will repay him in his own fistful of tears. And as I look out over this empty room, minus the few that gather to pay respect for this man, I wonder, he denied himself for the good of others, and they're nowhere to be found. Was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
Nah, he was a fucking fool to ever believe in reciprocity's rule. To ever believe if he treat others the way he wanted to be ruled, well, then everything'll be cool. Until he finds himself broken, lost in a prison where no one ought to be living. Dead inside when his intentions were pure, only to see his efforts and talents be wasted on ungrateful niggas who waited to take his passion, then leave him stuck in manure. So as we gather and commemorating the passing of a naive fool who really believed life would be fair if he choose to put his goals and dreams aside and then ride for other crews and they views, to realize he was just fuel to be used. Damn homie, you lose. Damn homie, you lose. You got what you deserve, so we ain't faking a tear. Rest easy, JB, Dante will take it from here. That's concluding my eulogy. There's no more using me, introducing the new of me. Ruthlessly, brutally looting, booting niggas ain't a moving me. Fluently spewing mutiny, truthfully, what can you do with me? Offer your adulation, y'all succeeded in offering me, so I offer congratulations. But the monster that y'all created got bars that are disintegrating, you paws that are imitating the guards. I'ma leave scars when I get all of your niggas faded. I'm gone on you niggas, should've kept the old me, cause I'm out of favors to loan on you niggas. When I get up in an eye, I'ma put them in the sky when I'm zoning no niggas. I'm just owning you niggas, and I'm not freestyling when I say I'm off the dome and you niggas. Honestly, this is what I resorted to. Try rapping to bring the Lord in you, but be bored to build rapport with the whore in you. But I'm alive and now silently I'm triumphant. With from rhyming about your soul and now finally rhyming from it. So all of you looking niggas who wanna bark and make sounds, there's some type of way about who I am now. Man, I couldn't care less. I ain't worried about you irrelevant clowns, cause you thought that I was gonna stay down. But motherfucker, you lose,
you lose, you lose.
Yeah, motherfucker, you lose,
you lose, you lose.
You're getting what you deserve and they ain't faking a tear. We tried it your way and failed, now I will take it from here. That's concluding my christening. I really hope you listen. Because the days of following the status quo, being a passive soldier, backing posers who attack and choke you for some rap exposure are over. And I'm praying to God I'm able to find a moment of clarity. Token jokes and disparities turn my hopes into parodies. Marred up and scarred, but my heart ain't living oppressed. I march for the cause and let God take care of the rest. So I'm finally on my own, on the road to be free. Right or wrong, bro, I'm living for me. And along this journey, I'm praying I'm able to find peace in this world of debris. And if you're thinking it won't do well for me, I'm sorry, nigga, you lose.
You lose, you lose.
I'm sorry, nigga, you lose.
You lose, you lose.
Thought I would die, but you lose.
You lose, you lose.
Thought I'd give up on all my. my dreams, but you lose. Thought religion would count my self-esteem, but you lose. I'm back at it, motherfucker, you lose. And you gon' pay me what you owe. I'm taking what I deserve, so don't go faking a tear. You niggas wanted a villain, let me take it from here.